touch with Michigan and the world.
All right, an update now on a conversation we've had a few times over the last few weeks, and that is the city of East Lansing flexing its political correctness and its muscle onto somebody who doesn't live in their city, doesn't have a business in their city, but because he doesn't do as they direct in their city, they have banned him, a farmer, from their farmer's market. Angela Morbido here, senior grassroots organizer for StandUnited.org. Angela, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, my friend. So for whoever hasn't heard this story about the farmer and the farmer's wife, if you will, tell me about Country Mill Farms and why they became the center of this big conversation.
Sure. So Country Mill Farms is owned by the Tenney's family, Mr. and Mrs. Tenney's, and their five kids. They're in Michigan, about 20-some miles outside of East Lansing. And every summer, for years, they have sold produce at the East Lansing Farmers Market, which is run by the city. So they have this beautiful farm, and sometimes they host weddings there. And someone sent them a Facebook message and asked if they would be willing to host a same-sex wedding. And they said, no, they're practicing Catholics, they're Christians, and, you know, the way that they believe, they oppose same-sex marriage. So they didn't do anything disparaging, but the city of East Lansing heard of this and said, you're not doing business the way we want you to. You're banned from our farmer's market.
And in fact, I'm pretty sure that not only did they not say anything disparaging, they gave the people that inquired about the same-sex wedding an alternative farm to call. I'm pretty sure they gave them an alternative to call and offered them some options.
Right. So these are not bad people. These are just religious people. And the city of East Lansing apparently cannot tolerate that. So they said, you're kicked out of our farmer's market. Not only can East Lansing not decide what these people do, these people don't even live there. Their farm is outside the city limit.
Not just outside the city limits, it's in a different county altogether. It's in a different county, a different township.
For East Lansing to say that they can govern this, it's just a huge overreach. And for them to say, no, Tenney's family, you must host same-sex weddings at your home, on your property. This is a huge breach of religious freedom. Imagine if somebody shows up at your house and wants to throw some ceremony you disagree with, and the government tells you, too bad, you got to do it.
Right, and here's the concern that we have here, and it's pretty obvious. The Tenney's are, their farm's probably more like 45 minutes from the farmer's market, 40 to 45 minutes if traffic is good to get there. They live in a different county, different jurisdiction, but because they won't hold same-sex marriages on their farm, their private property, in their own backyard, if you will, the city of East Lansing flexing its political muscle and banning them from participating in something they participated in for years. So, Angela, what are we going to do about it?
Sure. So there is a petition right now on StandUnited.org, where people are signing on by the hundreds to support the Tenney's family, saying this is a breach of religious freedom. This family is allowed to believe whatever way they want to, and they shouldn't be blocked from the marketplace for doing so. So that petition is starting to gain traction, and it's very important because the family's lawyers just filed an injunction against the city that if it goes through, it would get them back in the farmer's market before the trial. So we're still waiting to hear back on what happens with that injunction. So there is time right now. Just go to StandUnited.org and sign the petition to support the Tenney's family's religious rights.
So where do we go to do that again? Say that again.
Sure. It's StandUnited.org. You can go on your phone. It only takes a couple seconds to sign.
All right. Where are you guys located? How did you get involved with this conversation?
Sure. So we... Stand United, people send us petitions all the time on different issues. We actually heard about the Tenney's family, and nobody was speaking up for them, really, besides their legal team. So we decided to jump in and throw them our support. We've got an audience of over 1 million people, and they love stories like this. They care about stories like this, and they're using Stand United to make a difference.
So as you look at this, though, I mean, it's pretty cut and dried. I don't believe East Lansing has standing to ban somebody for their own personal practices at their home. I don't think they have any standing to do that, to ban them from an activity of commerce in their city because somebody outside of the city does something that they don't appreciate or whatever it may be. So I don't even know what their legal argument is, I suppose. Because where do you hang your hat on this one? Where do you hang your hat to say, well, we're going to ban these people because they won't conduct a wedding, a same-sex wedding on their property? I mean, how do you even get there?
Right. I mean, I just don't know where they think the grounds exist for that sort of argument, but they do. And the Tenney's family is paying the price. This is their home. This is their business. And this city has decided to punish them simply because they are practicing Christian.
Fair enough, Angela. One more time, tell folks where they can go sign that petition.
Sure. All you need to do is go to www.standunited.org. We hope you will sign on the petition to support the Tenney's family.
All right, Angela Morbido, thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, have a great day. There it is. Tenney's family, as you know, I mean, the city of East Lansing using their clout, I suppose, their power, their lording over this family, telling them you either do things our way or we'll ban you. I don't think that they have standing. I think that I know how that case will turn out, but we'll keep an eye on it. Teens these days, teenagers, kids, young folks, getting as little exercise as people in their 60s, according to a new study, then blames the schools that we send our kids to. A significant majority of teenagers don't get the recommended 60 minutes of exercise per day. The new study conducted by researchers from the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health in Baltimore looked at more than 12,500 people's exercise habits by having them wear fitness trackers for a week. When they separated the data by age, they found something alarming about the teenagers. Activity levels at the end of adolescence were alarmingly low, and by age 19, they were comparable to people in their 60s. Apparently, sitting around and drooling on your smartphone is not exercise. Children between the ages of 5 and 17 are supposed to get at least 60 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise in a day, according to the World Health Organization. People 18 and older should get 150 minutes of exercise per week. That's at least 20 minutes a day. More than 25% of the boys and 50% of the girls ages 6 and 11 did not meet those guidelines. 50% of the boys and 75% of the girls between the ages of 12 and 19 not meeting the threshold. And that's not good news for our young people. Here's a bit of a creepy story for the next time you're out in the woods, right? Ivy hated this story, by the way. The remains of a 16-year-old boy found near the course of an Alaskan trail race on Sunday after the teen texted a family member during the event that he was being chased by a bear. The teenager competing in the juniors division of the Robert Spur Memorial Hill Climb race between Anchorage and Girdwood. According to the AP, the boy had reached the halfway point, was on his way down Bird Ridge when he sent the text. Park ranger ended up shooting and killing the 250-pound black bear in the face. That was the end of that, but good Lord. He's got time to text. He might have tried to figure out how to get away from the bear instead of just texting. Didn't work out. Sad story. I'm not blaming the child. 41 after, this is the Steve Gruber Show. Hey!